right, it's time for Living the Good Life right here from Beacon of Hope Ministries in Clearwater, Florida. And we are very glad to be with you today, Nan and Cindy Henderson. Cindy Henderson, whoa. That was not supposed to happen. How about that? Okay, so Nan and Cindy Henderson will be right along. Nan's in the studio getting herself all ready, and Cindy Henderson will be calling in soon. And I'm Pastor Marcia McAllister, and this is Living the Good Life, and we're glad to be with you today. On this very kind of dreary day here in Tampa Bay, we've had remnants of a tropical storm. And so that's what's been going on here. And we got Cindy Henderson on the air. Cindy, are you there?
I am.
You are. That's great. We missed you last week, and so glad you could do it today. And really glad you're here with us. Just a lot going on, isn't it, around the globe? Mm-hmm. And much to talk about today. We're very glad that God is moving in our ministry and in the lives of people that we know everywhere. That was a really good word from the McKays that they just gave prior to our show. And we love them so much. They will be at Beacon of Hope, them and their congregants, their parishioners, on August 30th for a powerful combined service at our facility at 2058 Weaver Park Drive. So put it on your calendars, people. August 30th, we are having another one of our combined services at our facility, Beacon of Hope Ministries, 2058 Weaver Park Drive in Clearwater. Some of you may be new to the ministry. You're tuning in maybe for one of the first times. We are in our 14th year on the air on Sunday afternoon right here on Tan Talk Network. And that doesn't even seem possible, Nan, that we could be in our 14th year.
It just doesn't. And when you say it that way, it sounds like an awful long time, you know?
It is an awful long time.
Hi, Cindy, how are you?
It is an awful long time, but it's not a bad time.
No, it's wonderful. It's good.
It's an amazing, wonderful, awesome 13 and a half years that we've been doing this, just a little over 13 years. So we're very excited every Sunday. We love coming on the air with you. We had technical problems at Beacon of Hope this morning. I hope some of you that perhaps were trying to Zoom with us this morning will be able to be listening to the show today. And we think we've got our problems straightened out. Of course, the solutions came after the service, not during. So we're sorry that so many that were Zooming could not pick up with us. So we apologize for the technical issues today. Of course, the devil doesn't want the word going out, Cindy. He just doesn't. He does everything he can.
Technical.
You know?
Yeah, there's technical issues even when you're not on Zoom. So
there are. Yeah. Yeah.
Sound systems go out, amplifiers blow, instruments break, you know, air conditioning goes out. He's always working overtime.
You're exactly right about that, Cindy. And we have seen this so many times through the years, have we not, in our ministry, that just when you think everything's working fine, suddenly something happens. And that's what happened today at Beacon of Hope. And we were shocked by it all, but it's okay. We did do a Facebook post, so hopefully you guys can catch that. Go to my page or Beacon of Hope Ministries, and you'll find the Facebook post. But, yeah, we just it was pretty crazy there for a while, wasn't it, Nan? It was like stress time for a few minutes.
It was crazy, but, you know, it's just like God to come on the scene.
Yeah.
It's just like God to provide the anointing which you had on you this morning, and people were richly blessed by what he said through you. So, ha-ha, Satan, we gotcha.
All right, Nan, thank you for that. And you're right about that, actually. So, yes, the anointing was very strong. We thank God for that. And, but, yeah, it's difficult when you have technical problems. So, That has happened to us on this show in all these years. We've had a few times right in the middle of the show where something goes out. That's happened. Let's pray right now. We plead the blood of Jesus over this program right this moment that nothing like that will happen. Satan, you're bound from operating against this show that needs to go forth today and the word that needs to come forth. And we just declare in the name of Jesus that that blood covering is all over all these instruments. And everything that we are doing here in the control room, that everything will be fine and that we're going to have a great show together. And so, Lord, we thank you for that. We thank you that in the name of Jesus, we have power over the attacks and the plans and the schemes of the evil one who would try his best to keep the word from going out to so many people. We refuse those tricks and schemes, and we're going to praise God right now because we're going to have a great anointed show, and truth will go out over the airwaves, and people will be set free, and lives will be changed, and lives will be challenged, and they will receive what they need to hear from the ministry today and from the Lord himself personally to them. Lord, we just thank you for that and bless you for it. In the name of Jesus, so be it. That's the way it's going to go. So that's what we declare right now. Nan, say something, will you?
That's what we declare. I mean, the word is powerful, and the words that's going to be shared today is powerful, knowing the subject matter, but then the Holy Spirit leads as he leads, and we go where he says to go, and it's going to be powerful, and Satan is not going to be able to interfere because we claim it in the name of Jesus, in the blood of the Lamb.
Chris Tomlin, how can we keep from singing your praise? We can't. We can't help from it. Praise God. Praise God with us now as we start living a good life today.
There is an endless song echoes in my soul. I hear the music ring. And though the storms may come, I am whole.
Singing your
Praise God. I am loved by the King. It makes my heart just want to sing. Woo! Man, I just want to sing.
I want to sing with you, Pastor.
You know what? I am loved by the King. You know, and everybody out there in radio audience, you are loved by the King. Not just a king, the King. The King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And because He loves you so much, He's got a plan for your life. We are going through difficult times in our nation. And I was glad the McKays were addressing all this. And, you know, we agree with them. You know, God's got a plan. God wants us to love each other. And it starts with forgiveness, folks. It starts with forgiveness. And we need to grow from that point. We need to face our prejudices, our opinions that are not godly, our whatever they are. I'm trying to think of another word that they are, but they're not good, whatever they are. Attitudes that are not pleasing to God, and we need to face them, and we need to repent, and we need to ask forgiveness, and we need to release forgiveness. Nan, you got something from God during that song.
Yes, I did a poem as if from His point of view to us. Praise me because I am. I love you so very much. Praise me with all within you. Of my strength, you'll feel my touch. I am here all the time for you. I love you with all of my heart. Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Praise me now. You can do it. Go ahead and start. And I just have to give a testimony.
Please do.
With the organization that I work with, my job was cut.
Yes.
And with the organization I work with, because of my bargaining unit, I was going to be guaranteed something, but usually it goes into a lower level. It's
right.
Just the way that it happens. So 2 days before that process was to occur,
right,
I interviewed on a Zoom for a job, walked in
within there, the system.
Within the same system, so I can keep my longevity and my vacation and all that kind of stuff, and went in there to give them my resume packet after the interview, and they offered me a job on the spot.
Yes.
So it's cool what was done, that my position was cut, and that's just the way it happens with reorganizations from time to time. Not only did I get a job, God provided me with a promotion with more money. You know, but I wanted to say that, to say you
Amen.
Need to praise God. And listeners are hearing today, they are facing all kinds of things.
Yes.
In the midst, praise
yes.
God. You're not praising for what's happening. You're praising because He's going to give you an answer. That's
and because
what
of
I
who
did.
He is.
Because
of
who
He
is,
is, right?
And that's what I did.
Yes.
I had people praying with me,
yes.
praising with me. And for the most part, I maintained that attitude throughout all that process, which was several weeks. Praise God. Look at what He did for me. And I just wanted to share
praise
that what
God.
He did for me through the praise that I gave Him, He will do for others through the praise they give Him because of who He is. Praise God. I had to share that.
Wow, listen to her, Cindy. She's just really cranked up, isn't she?
I know. Good reason.
Cindy, and we're just so glad you're with us today. We missed you last week. And, you know, God is moving all over this land. I believe that all of this that seems so bad, like a triple whammy, COVID, economic problems, 45 million losing their jobs, and then all this racial tension in our country. I believe that God is turning all of it around to show us maybe our priorities, maybe some things we each need to do within our own hearts to straighten out attitudes, but also to get in line with His plan for us. Cindy, you want to comment on any of that?
Well, I think that America, as great as we are, and as I think ordained as the country is, we started off on the completely wrong foot when we came here.
We stole the land from
the people who lived here, and we murdered them.
Right.
So, and that has set up the last how many years now of
right.
Of these things.
400.
Not being addressed,
right.
Not being confronted, not being rectified, not
right.
being dealt with, not being listened to, and you know this kind of thing has been happening for a long time.
Racial injustice.
Our history is just inundated with these things, and we only reached that tipping point, you know, and we reached that tipping point because of modern technology. You know, the fact that was recorded right there, broad daylight.
Yes.
For everyone to see. And so thank God for technology.
Yep.
It can be used for great good, as well as great evil.
Right.
In this case, for good. And I think that Christians particularly, I mean, many of our fathers were Christians.
Right.
But, you know, they owned slaves. They participated in they were part of the problem.
Right.
And so Christians have to stop being part of the problem and be part of the solution.
Absolutely.
And that requires a lot of soul searching, requires prayer, it requires scripture, it requires lots and lots of listening. You know, we can't tell black people, Hispanic people, Native American people, we can't tell them what they're feeling.
Exactly.
We have to listen. We have to shut up and listen.
Amen.
And I think it's, you know, we need to band together and pray. I mean, I think it's great that the congregation, the McKay's congregation is coming because, you know, you did it before. It was a fantastic service. It's going to be a fantastic service again. But
yes,
I think that's even more imperative in the times we're in.
We are brothers and sisters with the McKay's and their congregations, and we are 100% in agreement, united, family we are. This across our nation, the bigotry, the prejudice, it's got to take a back seat to the love of God. The love of God has got to be stronger than past prejudices or the, well, I grew up this way. Well, it's time for you to change and grow up. Grow up.
Exactly.
You've already grown up, so now grow up and get your priorities correct and figure out that God has told us continually to love each other. That's what we're to be doing. And I love the fact that Pastor George was talking about forgiveness as such an important part, and it is. And that goes both ways. But the bottom line is we have to be kind to one another. We have to love one another. And, you know, Jesus came to give us all of his nature, to teach us what the nature of the Father is. That's why we're studying the book of John. Believe and receive is the title of this series. And I think, Nan, so often we get ourselves sidetracked politically, or we get ourselves sidetracked into old prejudices that we grew up with or old ways of thinking. And it's time to have our minds renewed by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm. It is. You know, a lot of people are very strong into the political stuff that is going on today. We need to look to God. We don't need to look to people. We don't need to look to even leaders. We need to pray for all of our leaders, of course. And we do that at Beacon. We have certain prayers. We pray for the leaders. We pray for the American government. We got to get over our prejudices against people. I have a beautiful African-American, very close friend of mine. We've been in continual contact within the last couple weeks. And
sure.
We just have a blast when we talk.
Right.
I love her. She's my sister. She's my friend. I don't see color.
Right.
I don't. I just don't. We're all God's people.
We are.
We all were created by the same God. And that's the stance that I take on it. I love all people.
Well, and Beacon is very inclusive, and we say this sometimes. We are very inclusive. Everybody is welcome.
Right.
It doesn't matter the color of your skin. It doesn't matter your past. It doesn't matter your present. God wants you to be a part of what God is doing in this day. So we welcome everybody. Believe and receive. The word believe in the book of John is there 98 times. Probably more than any other place in the Bible in one single book. 98 times the word believe. And then in so many places, it is also receive. So it's one thing to believe, it's another thing to receive. That's the title of this series. We're about 4 weeks into it. Believe and receive. And so today we are going to start with the first of these seven I am statements that Jesus declared that he was. Now, these were indicative of and illustrative of the nature of the Father. These seven I am statements in the book of John, they are not found in the other books. There may be part of it, but not all seven. All seven are found in the book of John. And these were so important and still are so important for us understanding the gifts that God has to give us. And I intended to kind of start my sermon this morning at Beacon with this concept, and that we got so whacker-jawed with everything going on technically that I did not get this point made. So this is time now to make this point. God wants to gift us with fresh revelation of who he is and who he wants to be for us. And these seven I am statements are a continuation of Exodus 3:14, when Moses said, okay, God, I hear you're telling me to go back to Egypt and talk to Pharaoh. Who should I tell him is sending me? And God said, tell him I am. I am. That's the essence of God. He is. He is. Okay. Cindy, do you want to comment on that? I love that. And that carries over to the New Testament. Jesus came to fulfill that statement from Exodus 3:14. I never got to that this morning because of everything going on. But anyway, go ahead, Cindy.
I actually didn't realize that. I knew about both instances in Scripture, but I didn't connect them until just now.
Remember, Jesus always comes to fulfill, right? Jesus came to fulfill, to point out, to explain. And this is the best explanation in the book of John of what God the Father was trying to say to Moses. Just tell Pharaoh, I am. And I mean, Pharaoh, I'm sure, probably thought, what does that mean? I am.
Right.
You know? Yeah, very, right? Don't you think, Cindy? I mean, that might have been a little confusing to old Pharaoh.
Well, and in a way, you can relate it to what's going on now. A lot of videos out where people are declaring, I am, you know, George Floyd. I am Breonna Taylor, you know.
Oh, yeah, right, yeah.
It's a way of saying
that we relate, right?
We relate.
Yeah.
But in God's case, he is George Floyd. He is the Native American population.
Absolutely.
He is the African American population.
Right.
He is, you know, he's the Muslim population. They just because they don't believe that he is, he still is.
He still is.
He is humanity. He is, you know, just look around. Nature, he is.
He know? Is. That's a good point.
Yeah, peace, he is.
Right.
And so I think it's... yeah, I'm sure Pharaoh had no clue. Consciously, maybe subconsciously, maybe because the spirit of man is tied to the spirit of God. That's just how he created us, and I think
sure.
that sometimes subconsciously people know and understand things that they aren't willing to deal with consciously.
Right.
But I'm. Thanks for saying that, because I'd never connected those two until just now.
Yeah, well, Jesus said, I came to fulfill, right? Okay.
Right.
And so that is what he's doing here in the book of John. And I'm going to read verses 1 and then a couple other verses here of John chapter 1. In the beginning, before all time, I'm in the Amplified Bible, was the Word, Christ. Christ, okay? And the Word was with God, and the Word was God himself. Okay, this is why it is so important that we are in the Word. Beacon of Hope was started almost 19 years ago, and our slogan is this: where the Word of God brings healing and restoration to hurting lives. So people can interpret that, oh, there's a verse that might bring me healing and restoration. But really, the most important sense of that is where the Word of God, who is Jesus, brings healing and restoration to hurting lives. So when we are studying the Word begins to come alive to us. Jesus is coming alive to us, right?
Right.
And verse 3, Well, verse 2 of John 1. He was present originally with God. So the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit were all together, right? Verse 3. All things were made and came into existence through him, and without him was not even one thing made that has come into being. Dear friend out there in Radio Land, you are here because God created you in your mother's womb. There is a reason for your life here. In him was life. Life was the light of men. And the light shines on in the darkness, for the darkness has never overpowered it, cannot absorb it or be appropriated by it. The light shines in the darkness is more powerful than the darkness. So when we are up against all kinds of struggles and all kinds of problems, it reminds me of that old song, Praise the Lord, when you're up against a struggle and it shatters all your dreams and your hopes have been cruelly crushed by Satan's manifested schemes, right? Remember that? Just praise the Lord. Yep. Praise the Lord in the midst of this. Because the true light, it says in verse 9 of chapter 1 of John, the true light was coming into the world, the genuine, perfect, steadfast light that illumines every person. He came into the world, verse 10 of John 1, and though the world was made through him, the world didn't even recognize him, didn't even realize that was him. I think a whole lot of people in this world right now are totally clueless as to the fact that God created them in their mother's womb. He knows them exactly. He knows everything about them. He has a plan for their lives. And I'm going to John 1:12 before we go to this next song. But to as many as did receive and welcome him, this series is Believe and Receive. God wants you, dear listener, to receive a lot of goodness today from his word. But to as many as did receive and welcome him, he gave them the authority, the power, the privilege, the right to become children of God. We're children of God. If you believe and if you've received what God has for you, you are children of God. That is to those who believe in and rely on his name. And the word became flesh, verse 14, and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. Glory is of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. We're going to talk more about that in a few minutes. The word is Jesus. The word became flesh and dwelt among us. He really, really did. And that is powerful. There's 10,000 reasons for my song, for my soul to sing. Woo! Mm-hmm. Come on, make it work. Here we go.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul, I worship your holy name. The sun comes up, it's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. worship your holy name. And on that day when my strength is failing, the end draws near and my time has come, still my soul will sing your praise unending. 10,000 years and then forevermore, forevermore. Bless the
God, we worship you, mighty God. Praise God. We worship your holy name, mighty God. We worship your holy name. Praise God. Lord, we just praise you today. We thank you for what you're going to get done right now on this show. Thank you for your anointing that is definitely here. Nan, you got another poem? And by the way, would you please explain to our audience that you don't plan any of these?
I don't plan any of these. It's just like a gift that God has given me. And we get on the radio station. I have never walked in here ever with a poem written. And many times during songs or various times, he inspires poems that go along with kind of what is happening at the time. And I give all glory and praise to him. Dear Father, as I'm being encouraged right now, I will look to you and often pray. I will offer to you praise during my struggles. I am claiming that this is my new day. You deserve all the praise that I offer. Your word said, Jesus is the I am. Help me as I offer praise to you. I'm believing that I will not remain the same. And I wanted to piggyback on something you said, Pastor, referring to the song. I'd like to encourage the listeners, if they've not heard this song, to Google it, get on YouTube, whatever, and it's called Praise the Lord, as you said, by the Imperials is the one that I always heard, Praise the Lord by the Imperials.
That's it. That's the one.
And, I mean, when you said that, it brought back so many memories of another situation I dealt with several years ago, and I just kept this song, and I just kept this song, and I just kept this song, and I was heading into work one day, and I literally pulled over on the causeway and just sat there crying, playing this song, going, I'm going to praise you. You're going to move in my situation. I'm going to praise you. So I encourage the listeners, praise
Amen.
The Lord. It's by the Imperials.
Amen. And you know, Nan, that goes right along to what we need to be doing, Cindy, in this situation globally with the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
With the economic situation, with jobs, but also now with all the social unrest, we've got to praise the Lord and believe that God is raising up his standard of truth and his standard of justice and peace, mm-hmm. and that people will not in any way continue with prejudice and bigotry and hatred because of the color of someone's skin, or even if it's not that, if it's just something they don't like about them. It is time for that stuff to be put under our feet, and we need to be walking in love and peace and joy more than we ever have before. Cindy, I am on a roll, as you can tell, so you go right ahead. I want to hear from you. Go ahead.
No, I was enjoying the roll.
Yeah, well, it's your turn to talk. All right, go for it.
I think it's going to sound, well, I'm just going to throw it out there. Christians are the solution to this, because Christians have been such a big part of the problem.
Okay. I love that. I mean, go ahead. I agree. They have.
Bottom
yes.
line.
Yes. We have, I guess. I'm a Christian, too, so we have been a part of the problem, yes.
Yes, for too long, Christians have tolerated prejudice and discrimination. They
yes.
have participated in
yes.
Discrimination and prejudice.
In the name of the Lord, which is ridiculous, right?
Yes, and that's what I was going to say. They have used the Bible to violate people's rights, to take away their rights, keep from giving them their rights. It honestly baffles me. And there's a verse that talks about in the end times how people will believe a lie. Christians will believe a lie.
Absolutely.
And I honestly believe it's my heartfelt opinion that this is part of the lie. That this is part of the delusion that Christians have fallen under, that you know, they're so vocal about certain issues, but Christianity, or a segment of Christianity, has become all about those couple issues.
Right.
And
well, putting down people, making them less than, you know.
Right.
That if you're not this, this, and this, then you're not as loved by God. None of that is true.
Exactly. And I think that, we need to pray that the delusion will be broken.
Right.
That people will stop and, you know, that God will really speak to hearts and minds of Christians.
Right.
Because I've got to be honest. I have stopped calling myself an evangelical Christian.
Okay.
Just because of the hatred and the things that I'm seeing. My beliefs haven't changed, but I don't want to be associated with
some of them, yes, right.
With a group of people that, you know, that believe a lot of the things that are being held out
yes.
in this day and time.
Right.
And you know, it's God says if we humble ourselves
exactly
and pray,
yes,
He'll heal our land.
Amen.
And they want to use it about abortion, gay rights, you know,
right? They're just off, yeah, so often.
You're missing the point.
Yeah, they're missing the point.
You know, you can't just trod over, you know, just march over people's rights and try to take things away from them or keep them from having things and go, that's what God wants.
Yeah.
And I think that's been part of the biggest
I agree.
Mind-blowing thing for me is that the part that Christians or people who claim to be Christians have played in all of this.
I agree with you, and I want to take us back to John 1:14, where we were a moment ago before that song. And it said, the Word became flesh, that's Jesus, okay? The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. He came to this earth. We all realize that. He dwelt among us, okay? The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory. Glory as of the only begotten of the Father. And here's what I want us to concentrate. Full of grace and truth. Now, we need to be people that give grace, receive grace, walk in grace. And grace has been defined as God's unmerited favor. But it's also, I like Graham Cook's definition. God's grace is when we can't do what, we can't fix ourselves. Right?
Uh-huh.
We just absolutely have to allow Him to change our hearts, right? And it's that grace and truth that begins to speak to our heart, and we know, wait a minute, prejudice isn't right. Bigotry is not right. You know, calling in the name of the Lord, renouncing people and all this and the hatred, that is not of God.
Mm-mm.
Jesus is full of grace. When God works in our lives and causes us to become, raise us up to what He is, and cause us to realize we don't want to be to have that old sinful nature. We don't want to walk in unforgiveness and prejudice and bigotry. We don't want that in our lives. We want to be full of love, grace, and truth. Truth is the word, the spirit of the living God. The Holy Spirit is the spirit of truth. And Jesus said, I am the bread of life. That's the first I am we're talking about today. He is what we need for nourishment. He is what we need to sustain our lives. It is his nature that's going to get this nation back on the right track. It's the nature of God and his love. He is full. Jesus came and he's full of grace. I don't know about y'all, but I need some unmerited favor in my life. Graham Cook says he causes us to raise up to what we are not to become all that he is. In other words, and I just went to school a week before last in Graham Cook's ministry. Cindy, I'll tell you about that later.
Oh,
it was so powerful. Now I'm part of that whole ministry. And you're the one that introduced me to him, you and Kim, so long ago. And I just did a whole series with him. And what he's talking about there is that we concentrate on our shortcomings, okay? We get hung up on, well, I've got this problem and that problem. And the Holy Spirit is looking at us and saying, here's what is missing of God's nature that you need. And I've been in the middle, and I've done it two or three times already. The Fruit of the Spirit series, Cindy, is amazing. And what she says, the love, the joy, the peace, the patience, the kindness, the goodness, the self-control. Did I leave one out? I don't know. There's nine of them. But all of those, that's the nature of God. And when we are messing up in areas of our lives, we need to look and see, what are we missing of those attitudes that we need, that God wants us to be walking in? Cindy, you want to respond to that before we do this next song?
I honestly don't know if there's anything I can add to that.
Okay. All right. Let's do this song. Go ahead.
I think that says everything needs to be said right there.
Well, and the whole point is, instead of concentrating on our sin, okay, this is Graham's Cook teaching, instead of concentrating on how we're messing up, we should be concentrating on what is missing from the fruit of the Spirit in my life that I need to be living in? Okay. Do I need to be walking in more love? Do I, instead of constantly beating ourselves over the heads that we're not this or why not that? It is God looks at us and says, oh, there's some love missing there. There's some self-control missing there. There's some patience missing there. And
now I have something to say.
All right, now you have something to say. All right, you go for it, girl.
Well, when we focus on our sin, it's all about us.
That's right. Yes.
And so we have to get the focus off of us onto Christ.
Off onto him. Yes.
You know, I'm one of the biggest people around to beat myself up for mistakes. You know, if I make a mistake at work, I remember that thing for the rest of my years. You know, I remember that time I messed up, you know, at a job 10 years ago. You know, and it still bothers me. And so I think we can carry things like that over into our everyday lives of, you know, oh, good grief. Swore to myself I was not going to do that ever again.
And right, and we beat ourselves up, right?
Right, and that, you know, Jesus is not about beating anybody.
No, no.
He's love. Come here,
yes.
Let me hug you.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
He's like your with you with your kids.
Yes.
And, you know, I'm sorry, but you have now, you know, you've now dumped out my lotion for the sixth time to do a science experiment.
Right.
You know?
Right.
You know, and there has to be correction, but you don't beat them up over it. You know.
I was mopping the floor last night. I should have alerted little Jolie, my grandson, who's 2.5, and he was running. And my bad is that I did not make sure he was in some other location. And all of a sudden I hear him run through, and he comes through the hall and he falls, right?
Uh-huh.
Well, it's not a time to berate him. It's a time to pick him up and love him and say, "And hey, it's okay. You didn't know. And not only that, you know, we love you. You fell. It's okay. You're upset, right?" Mm-hmm. So I think that so often we get on the side of, we're just actually helping the devil with the way he beats us up. And we just go right along with it. And instead, God wants us to be looking at, he's the bread of heaven. He's got an answer. He's got the nourishment we need that's going to get us through this. We're going to do this song by Corey Asbury. It's Dr. Angel's favorite song right now, Reckless Love. And I love it. And I think it speaks to what we're talking about.
Before I spoke a word, you were singing over me. And you have been so, so good to me. Before I took a breath, you breathed your life in me. You have been so, so kind to me. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Oh, it chases me down, fights till I'm found, leaves the 99. I couldn't earn, and I don't deserve it, still you away. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. When I was your foe, still your love fought for me. And you have been so, so good to me. When I felt no worth, you paid it all for me. And you have been so, so kind to me. And oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Oh, it chases me down, fights till I'm found. Shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. There's no shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear.
Dear listener, he loves you so very much. Nan, what did God give you during that song?
Dear Father, I really don't understand how you love me when I don't truly love me. Help me to understand your love, of it I desire to so much see. Dear child, dear child, I created you, bringing you here. I love you with all of my heart. You are created in my image.
Praise God.
And of me, you are a part. You know, and people sometimes don't like themselves. And
right.
I can remember times when I didn't like me either, you know. But yet, he loved me at those times.
Always.
When I thought I was inadequate, he saw what I would become. He saw who I really was, and he loved me.
And that is so profound, and that goes right along with these I am statements, because today we're talking about him being our nourishment, our strength, our sustainer, the bread of life. He is, his words come alive to us. And just write that, that's a prophetic word from God to whoever listener needed to hear that, that God loves them and God cares about every one of us. Nan, do you want to comment on that? And I'll go to Cindy before we get up here, top of the hour.
Well, I just want to reiterate that, you know, regardless of how we feel about ourselves or how we look at ourselves, he sees us differently.
He does.
He created us, as that poem said, he created us in his own image.
Yes.
And he loves us with an everlasting love.
Right.
And he can actually help us to love ourselves. All we have to do is reach out to him and ask for his help.
Yes.
And he will help us, and he will bring us to a point that we can love ourselves.
That's exactly
right. And that's
right.
A very important thing, because you can go through life not loving yourself, and you're going to fall short of what you can do in various things because you have such a bad self-image of yourself. But
right.
When you realize who you are in God,
right,
you realize how much he loves you. He helps you love yourself. You can move forward and be more effective in the things that you do, whether it's in ministry,
yes,
whether it's in loving your family, whether it is in supporting your spouse, whatever it's in, he will help to lead and guide you in that as you care for yourself.
Amen. Amen. Cindy, got about 2 minutes before we get up. We have to get up here at the top of the hour. Can't believe it's already been an hour already, but go ahead. Go ahead, Cindy. Comment on that.
I think this is one of the coolest things about God, is once you accept Christ as your Savior, God no longer sees you as you. He sees you as Jesus.
Right.
And all the things that we worry about, you
right.
know, our
yes.
weight, our hair, our clothes, our cars, he doesn't see any of that. I mean, of course, he's aware of it, you know, and he's there and he's helping us, but he sees us only through the filter of Jesus.
We're in Jesus, yes. Yes.
Right. We are in Jesus. Jesus is in us.
Yes.
And all he sees about us is Jesus.
Right.
Period.
Right.
And I think that is so cool that we're not, it's not God, Jesus, us. It's God, Jesus, and us.
Yeah.
You know, we're right there. We're heirs. We're fellow heirs. We're brothers and sisters with the Savior.
Well, we are. And that's why when there are issues going on in our lives, it's not about beating yourself up with, I'm not this, I'm not that. It is, what about God's nature is missing in my life right now that I need to accept and receive? And today, it's the bread of life. And that he nourishes us with his word. And he has so much he wants to teach us through his word. We're going to start off the second hour talking more about the bread of life. We're glad you're joining us today on Living the Good Life. We are located and have been now for 1 year in a new facility, 2058 Weaver Park Drive. Write it down, Clearwater. Go to our website, which is bohmglobal.com. It's been totally redone in the last few months. I love it. We've spent a lot of time and energy and money on it to make it very, very user-friendly and to teach you and talk to you about everything that the ministry is doing, including our outreach in the country of Mexico and Puebla, the radio station the Beacon of Hope has in there in Puebla that goes through Central and South America, pastors on there that teach the word. We have music, etc. We have shows that help people psychologically. There's other things going on the radio station. And I was in Pueblo in January. I'm so glad I got to go before all this COVID thing happened and minister there and be there involved with the people in the local church and just participate in our street ministry, Cindy, because it is amazing what God is doing. We're feeding all these kids, these orphans that are on the streets, some with a parent, but at any rate, hungry, whatever, if they are with someone or by themselves. In the evenings, we've taken now to enhancing that ministry, and we are now feeding homeless adults on the streets that are sleeping on the streets of Puebla. Puebla is a huge town. It's about 68 miles southeast of Mexico City, to give you a geographical location. And it is about 2.5 million people. So there's a lot of people. And people are beginning to participate more in the giving towards our missions. You can go to our website, BOHM Global, go to our giving page, and there is a place there. It's secure. It's encrypted, where you can give your gifts towards missions or towards just these radio shows, however you want to do to help support the ministry. We don't ask for money. We never have. But we're just giving you this opportunity now to be a part of the global ministry that is going on through this ministry. And that's why the website is bohmglobal.com. There you go. So we've got the prayer ministry going, and that's exciting. Nan, do you want to mention that? You got about 30 seconds here to talk about prayers at bohmglobal.com.
I see the 30 seconds. If someone has a prayer request, send it in. We have a prayer team that prays over those prayer requests. The prayer request is sent out by Pastor Jim or Sister Betty, and a prayer goes along with that. That way we all are praying the same thing. If someone wants to be on the prayer team, send their email address to us also, and they'll be part of the prayer team.
And
we've seen miracles happen as a result.
It is all the time. And Cindy, you were a part of it when you were here locally before you moved to Idaho. But, you know, this all began in like 08. So we have been about 12 years in the prayer ministry. And I can't even begin to tell you the number of healings, all kinds of things, financial miracles, all kinds of things that God has done through the prayer ministry at Beacon of Hope. We invite you to use that email address, prayers@bohmglobal.com. And if you want to be a part of the weekly send-outs of information and all that, tell us that too. prayers@bohmglobal.com. We'll be right back. We've got to do this little thing here.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.